I can go ahead and have you give your name and title, please.
Sure. It's Joel Potts, P-O-T-T-S. I'm the Executive Director of the Ohio Job and Family Services Directors Association.
Okay.
Long title.
Yes. Can you explain a little bit about why the SNAP benefits are being possibly excluded from the Farm Bill and where the Farm Bill stands at this point?
Sure. The Farm Bill comes up for renewal every 5 years, and it includes two major pieces of policy. One is the food and commodity programs. SNAP, it'll always be food stamps to me, but you know, the food assistance benefits are all included as part of the Farm Bill. The other piece are dealing with farm subsidies. So every couple years this thing comes up, or every few years it comes up for debate, and there's been a lot of concern expressed in Congress about how much the food assistance program has grown over the last several years. And the Congress continues to have a lot of trouble working out the differences between the House and the Senate and between the two parties. So the House recently passed a farm bill that pulled the food assistance or the SNAP piece out of the farm bill so that the issues can be dealt with separately instead of being dealt with in one omnibus bill. So it didn't kill the food stamp program, but what it did was remove it so it would be considered a separate issue under separate legislation.
And with that, is there going to be a possible situation where that won't be addressed for quite some time and people will have to go without those benefits?
The way that it would most likely work, and we've got several programs. The Workforce Investment Act expired years ago, and what Congress does is continue to operate under what is referred to as a continuing resolution, which means we'll operate the program the same as we did last year, or until we can finally, you know, come up with an agreement with what the new parameters of the program will be. The TANF, the Temporary Assistance to Needy Families, or Cash Assistance Program, right now is operating under a continuing resolution. So it's expired, the authority expired, but they keep continuing it. Most likely, I can't imagine when you've got 46 million Americans depending on the food assistance program, I can't imagine that they would just turn their backs on it and say, you know, it's gone, we're not going to do it anymore. It's been around for decades and will be for the foreseeable future. So, obviously, nobody knows for sure. Congress has a lot of options on how they can move that. At this point, I'm not gravely concerned that that would be the result. I would think that we would probably end up with a continuing resolution while the different parties in the House and the Senate could get together and work out their differences and come up with ideas on how they would like to see the future of the food assistance program.
And a lot of people, farmers, folks out in the rural areas, they seem in particularly concerned, maybe a little bit more concerned than other demographics that I've looked at least. Is there any particular reason for that?
Well, I think the Farm Bill in general, deals with, it started out as being a food and commodities program, and, so it clearly is going to affect the agricultural community in a lot of different ways. And a lot of people utilize their food assistance benefits to buy fresh produce and products, created or developed by, Ohio farmers. And, I think that anytime you get into the agricultural community, there's going to be a concern about what's the future of that program. And, from the recipient standpoint, I think it's real concern. It's the difference between whether or not your family eats, tonight is whether or not you get those food benefits in some of those situations. So anytime that there's a possibility of a disruption, even for a day, it creates aggravation or fear. When you get a situation where, there's no certainty about the future of the program, that really gets people nervous. So I do think that it's natural that it's going to affect the agricultural communities. They're going to see it first. They're going to feel it first, feel it the most.
Now that Congress is headed towards a recess, people shouldn't necessarily panic at this point, as we talked about a little bit earlier. But is there any particular time frame where we get close to that we can start to say, look, this doesn't look very good?
Well, the beginning of the federal fiscal year, which is October 1st, is where funding operates on this federal fiscal cycle. So, you know, the next big date to me is going to be that October 1. You know, they're going to have to figure out whether they do a continuing resolution, whether they can work out the differences in the farm bill, whether they do it as a separate bill, whatever actions they're going to take. Some decision is going to have to be made one way or another between now and October 1.
Great. Well, Joel, thank you very much. That was a very clear explanation, and we'll see what happens.
Well, hey, thank you. My pleasure. Anytime. Feel free to tell you the truth. You're the first reporter we've heard from on this, and it shocks me. I mean, for as big of a, you know, I mean, this is a huge program. It's a couple billion dollars to Ohio. So, you know, when you get Congress starting to mess with it, it should at least raise the eyebrows. So I appreciate your asking. I do think it helps to clarify, you know, to your listeners, and I appreciate you doing that. And it gets harder and harder to try to explain what's going on in Washington. I've been doing this 29 years. I don't think it's just a sign of my age. It's getting tougher and tougher to you know, even get a real sense of where they're going to go with these things.
And that's a good point, because after you research this topic one day, you come back the next day and you almost feel like what has been said in Washington has changed the rules of the game.
So right, it's hard to... that's exactly what it is. It's like, and this one was out of nowhere. You know, I don't remember in all my time where they've ever separated the two issues out. You know, so who knows where they're planning to go with? But boy, you talk about a you want to roll the dice. That's going to go one of two ways.
Right.
It's either going to get you what you want, or it's going to kill you.
Well, we'll keep our eyes posted, and we'll check back with you.
All right, please, anytime. It's great talking with you.
Yes, you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.